Bitcoin ETFs may track gold's 22-year adoption path. Bloomberg says Bitcoin ETFs are likely to follow the same long maturation curve that gold's ETFs traced over 22 years, according to Bloomberg Intelligence Analysis, circulated on July 18, 2026. The framing, shared by Coin Bureau citing Bloomberg's ETF researchers, treats the first gold ETF in 2004 as the reference point and maps Bitcoin's fund adoption against it. The comparison arrives on a quiet tape. Bitcoin trades at roughly $64,740 as of July 19, 2026, up 1.3% over 24 hours and 1.5% on the week. The Crypto Fear and Greed Index sits at 35 in fear territory, so the read lands during a period of investor caution rather than euphoria. The gold template gold's exchange-traded history started with State Street's launch in November 2004. That product took years to build a meaningful asset base, and gold ETFs as a category kept accumulating through cycles for more than two decades. Bloomberg Intelligence's point is that adoption of a new store of value wrapper is measured in years, not quarters. Early inflows tend to be lumpy, punctuated by drawdowns, before a durable base of long-term holders forms. Spot Bitcoin ETFs in the U.S. launched in January 2024, which makes them roughly 18 months into their own history. On the gold timeline, that is still the early innings. The argument is less a price target and more a shape, a slow start, occasional sharp reversals, and a long runway of net accumulation as pensions, endowments, and advisory platforms clear internal approval processes. A framework, not a forecast. This is analyst commentary, not assigned institutional flow or a regulatory event. Bloomberg Intelligence is offering a mental model, and it is worth treating it that way. Gold and Bitcoin differ in obvious ones. Gold has millennia of monetary history and near zero technological risk, while Bitcoin carries protocol, custody, and regulatory variables that gold never had. A 22-year analogy smooths over those differences. The template also cuts against recent flow data. BlackRock's digital asset products fell 39% to $48.8 billion over the past year, a reminder that the adoption curve is not a straight line up. Institutional appetite expands and contracts with price, and the gold comparison implicitly asks investors to look past those swings toward a multi-year trend. On the other side, derivatives markets show institutions are still leaning in. CME crypto futures reached $459 billion in Q2, and BlackRock's Larry Fink recently argued that Bitcoin's leverage has been washed out after this year's deleveraging. Both data points fit a maturation story better than a mania story, which is roughly the shape Bloomberg is describing. Reading the timeline for spending, not just holding. For most crypto users, ETF adoption curves feel distant from daily wallet decisions. The link is indirect but real. A deeper, more stable institutional base tends to compress Bitcoin's volatility over time, and lower volatility is what makes crypto usable as a spending asset rather than a pure trade. Gold never became a payment rail, but Bitcoin sits inside a payment stack that includes exchanges, custodians, and card issuers. That matters if you actually spend from a balance. Many crypto cards let you hold Bitcoin or stablecoins and convert at the point of sale, so the smoother the underlying asset, the less you gamble on timing every purchase. Users who want to avoid that price risk entirely often route spending through stablecoin-funded cards and keep Bitcoin as a long-term position, which is closer to how gold ETF buyers behave. Accumulate the store of value. Transact in cash. If Bloomberg's timeline holds even loosely, the practical implication is patience. A 22-year gold analogy implies Bitcoin's institutional adoption is a decade-plus process with plenty of drawdowns along the way, not a single approval catalyst that reprices everything at once.